Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
4, 5. Okay, we're on air.
All right.
I pressed the button this time and I never worked that machine.
I know. Like, there's stress around it.
Yeah, Lucas is like the audio expert and I'm just like the camera expert. And then, like, we switched positions today.
Oh, yeah. Jacob covers the lighting. I cover the audio. That's how the podcast goes. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of was just like random, you know?
Oh, yeah. And then
Jacob, no one ever assigned us.
Jacob stole all the money from the podcast.
Yeah. That's another thing.
Wait, we should purposely do that so we could have drama.
Or we should, like, do a thing where, like... Well, like, all the money from the podcast, like, goes into, like, KFC stack and just see what happens.
Donate to problematic things.
Oh, yeah, like, let's donate to Dale, because I don't agree with it.
Oh, yeah, resistance against drugs.
No, I'm joking.
Dale's good.
Dale's good, yeah.
I don't know. I bet you if you look deep into it, isn't probably, like, problematic, but as far as I'm aware, Dale's fine.
Yeah, I feel like Dale is fine, but I kind of have, like, a suspicion that it's not fine.
Well, I guess the whole thing
I'm
is
joking.
Just
like, I have no idea.
The whole thing is just like, don't do drugs and smoke and drink.
Yeah, I mean, drinking should be included because even though we all drink, it's not good for you.
Oh yeah.
And what I mean by we all drink, I mean like the vast majority of people do drink.
Oh yeah, but I've already said this in a video before, but I remember watching Dare growing up at school, and they always made it look so fun drinking and doing drugs. Like, they were like, do not do ecstasy. And then it showed these people, like, at a club dancing. I was like, looks like it was so fun.
Oh, yeah. They should, like, at a rave.
Yeah.
I swear, like, that's the biggest thing. It's not only Dale videos. It's, like, everything. Everything makes drugs look fun. And, you know, like, people always say the solution is, like, pop culture stars should stop talking about it. And, like, I don't know if that's the solution, but, like, why, like, everywhere you see drugs, they look cool.
Oh, so. Yeah, but don't do drugs.
Oh, yeah, I'm not endorsing drugs right now. I'm just saying that's for sure, like, a big problem of why people do these drugs.
You're trying to get the whole bro-stroke community to do drugs right now.
No, I'm actually, in our reality, I'm being a influential person saying that everywhere you look, where you see drugs, it looks cool. In television and stuff. And... Why can it look bad?
That's true. Really makes you think.
I mean, I've only watched like 5 shows, so maybe there is a show that makes it look bad, like Cops Miami.
I guess we did watch the Queen of Meth. We watched a whole docu-series. It only was like 4 episodes, but it was called The Queen of Meth. And it was this meth girl. She, like, pretty much is the reason why meth is everywhere, right? Like, she somehow, like, got a deal with, like, a Mexico meth lab or something, and then she brought it to the U.S. It was something like
that.
So,
it was a thing where it's, like, so, it traveled to California. Meth was in California, but then she lived in, like, somewhere in the Midwest / like, South or something, and I guess it actually wasn't a thing there, and she was, like, she went to California and brought it there, and, like, apparently, this documentary said like she was making like $200,000 a week.
No, and the creepiest part
of she's not in prison anymore, and she's probably like
she's out
50.
Now. The creepiest part to me is that I'm only 2 degrees separated from the Queen of Meth. I'm not trying to brag in any way, but I know her brother.
Yes, yeah, so
I said it.
I liked how she was, like, honest about everything. It seemed like she was honest about everything.
Oh, yeah. Her brother was in Fred 3. Stream it now.
Was she ever on set seeing her brother?
No. And no one on set ever talked about, his sister's the Queen of Meth. But, yeah. So I could have met the Queen of Meth, but I never did.
But with this meth money, she, like, helped her friends and stuff. So... like, the whole situation is bad, but it's good that she was a good person with the money. If we're being completely honest, like, she's making bad money, but she was, like, buying her friends' houses, I guess.
And then she also got all of her friends addicted to meth.
Yeah.
But then,
so,
like, I guess, like...
the pros and the cons, I mean, that's for you to decide.
But, yeah, if you want to start a meth business, that's a little thing on that. Anyway.
I feel like there's, like, an inch of fear in my body. I mean, like... Me and like this like meth farm gets busted and like somehow it's tracked to us.
Oh, wait, they say that we're the. What do you mean?
Well, because we just said like start a meth business.
A little side hustle. A little girl
no,
boss.
Don't do it, guys. Don't do it. That was
a little girl boss moment. So this podcast is going to be all about fake publicity couples.
Why for a second I thought you were going to say fake orgasms.
Nope.
I mean, I knew what it was about, but like for a second I was like, wait, are you doing like a little switcheroo foozy tube prank on me?
Oh, no. Nope. It's about the world of PR couples. The reason why I even thought of this topic is because on TikTok, let me shout out the TikTok page. Give a little shout out. It's become a whole thing. Emily Rose is the name.
Wait, and, like that's not the actual name, I'm assuming. Because Emily Rose is the devil-possessed girl.
But maybe this, I think this person might also have that name, even though there was a devil-possessed girl who The Exorcism of Emily Rose, terrifying.
I think I said this literally last podcast, but possessions are fake and that's a fact.
But they're so scary still.
It just is, like, I'm just going to say it's fake. And that's my end. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. I'm kidding. But,
why isn't that a thing? Like, when these presidents, people running for president, like, do you agree with abortion? Like, why not this? Like, do you think that aliens are real? Because, like, that's what I care about.
Oh, you mean you want to know if the presidential candidates believe in exorcisms and stuff?
And aliens. Like, let's say, like, do you think it's okay to fake
I know,
like,
even though that doesn't, let's just say that doesn't really affect day-to-day life. I still do want to know their positions on stances such as those.
I know, and I feel like a lot of people actually do, because if someone believes in, let's say, ghosts, mm-hmm. some people are like anti-ghosts, and that's actually a big part of people's lives, because some people...
Probably one of the biggest parts.
Some people think that if you believe in ghosts, you believe in this whole other fake world, and like, you're just dumb. And that's what some people think, and I feel like but I don't think like that, but some people do think like that, so
So that would be important, like, in the political races.
Yeah.
But, so it's become a whole thing, the TikTok. I was scrolling on TikTok, and it came up, she was talking about Sean and Camilla. I think this one was when they were still dating, because this is, like, 2 months ago or something. And she was like, yeah, like, the whole world of PR couples, like, she was exposing how, I guess they went on a walk, Sean and Camilla, like... She said, like, they did all these posed photo shoots throughout their relationship. Like, who knows? Maybe they were actually dating, but they did, like, a lot of publicity around it that was planned, I guess.
Yeah.
And I guess they went on a walk with coffee cups, like, from their house, you know? And then they accidentally, like, held the coffee cups down, and there was no coffee in them and, like, not even a stain. So it's, like, that was kind of, like, the setup for that photo shoot. Like, oh, drinking coffee on a stroll, but, like, there wasn't even coffee in the cups. Or... In their defense, maybe it was water and they aren't coffee drinkers. But people are just saying...
Oh, they finished the coffee.
Oh, but then there was no stain.
Oh.
But is there always a stain? But, like, there wasn't even a little drop. Because, you know, like, if you had a coffee cup, like, and you drank the whole thing, there'd be a little puddle at the bottom still, you know?
But there is certain people that, when they're done drinking coffee, they put their finger on
the scrape it all out.
I haven't done that, but I feel like people do.
Also, me living in the Midwest, I did think, who the hell would bring a coffee cup out and about? But then I realized, like where we live, even in LA when we lived there, I don't think anyone would ever bring a coffee cup to drink out and about, because it sounds very annoying. You drink the coffee, there's a little bit of remnants, like I said. What do? You're carrying it around for the rest of the time you're out of the house?
Was it an actual mug?
It was a mug.
Okay.
Wasn't a coffee cup from Starbucks. It was a mug.
So this is the thing. If people are going to fake relationships, you need to make it realistic. I know for a fact... No one holds a mug while on a walk. That's only shit that happens in, like, Friends or, like, I've seen it, like, you know, like, this Desperate Housewives or some shit.
Then I thought deeper into it, and I'm pretty sure the photo was taken in Miami. So I actually feel like that could be a Miami culture thing. Because, you know, everyone lives in condos. Like, maybe, like, you take the elevator down, go on a little morning walk, and then go back up, you know? Because you don't have a yard or anything.
Well, I believe in, like, a 50-mile radius of us. Someone probably has done that today, but, like... Still.
Yeah, so that kind of made me... Then I went to her profile, and she had, like, all these other things about PR couples, and I just did my own research, and that's what it's going to be about. We're going to expose every
couples.
We're going to expose every fake couple.
And I kind of feel like we're going through a wave because I just feel like everything goes through waves. We're going through a wave, an uphill wave of PR couples.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere you look in pop culture, there's a PR couple.
The thing is, the thing is with these PR couples is I don't even think a lot of them are fake. Like, I actually think Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello were actually dating. But I do think also, like, I think for them, maybe at the beginning, it was like, okay, like, we're going to release some songs together. Like, let's do a little fake dinner date. Let's get some attention. But then maybe they actually started dating. Like, I feel like maybe it starts out as a publicity, but then it turns into a real thing.
Yeah, that's what I have to guess. I think it could either start out as like, okay, let's do this movie together. And like, they got hired off if they're singles. And then they end up dating. And like, people around them slash kind of them are kind of like, let's just milk this. But then I feel like it can also be the other way. Let's say these two people kept telling them, you guys should date. And then they end up liking each other.
Yeah.
I feel like for most times in modern day, at least, things aren't actually 100% fake. But, I mean, I am not Megan Fox, so I don't know. But I'm just guessing. I don't feel like it'd be hard to do that. Where I was like, when I was watching this Tab Hunter documentary from the 50s or something, they actually just took photos for the magazines.
But back then in the 50s, it would have been so easy to do these fake couples. Because, like, no one, there wasn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't as deep as now.
Yeah, but I feel like now it'd be difficult because, like, with TikTok, people are like, in this Instagram photo, they were seen walking.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. But, yeah, the reason, yeah, because when I was researching these, they were saying, like, yeah, if a couple's always seen out and about, like, most likely it's fake. But then I was like, that can't be real. Because, like, for example, there's some couples that are real, but they seem so fake. Because it seems like so, like, it seems like they're dating. Like, it just seems too perfect for publicity. You know what I mean? Like, for example, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Like, that'd be, like, the perfect fake couple. Because, like, they're both, like, these giant powerhouses. But they're actually, like, really actually married, you know?
Yeah, and they have 2-3 kids together.
Yeah, and even, I guess, back in the day, Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson, they were promoting Twilight, and they also just happened to be dating, so everyone was like, okay, this is fake. But they actually, like, bought pets together and stuff, so, like, unless they went that deep, it actually was real. But it probably was the same thing, like, it started out fake and then turned real, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But
that totally makes sense.
Yeah, so before we get into this, I just want to say, this is all alleged, and we aren't accusing anyone of being in fake relationships. This is all for entertainment.
This got deep.
You know, our lawyer made us say that. Our lawyer's in the corner right now watching us with the teleprompter.
No, but there's like people out there that would sue people for saying things that relationships are fake. I thought it was only like businesses. Like,
I'm kidding. I don't think that'd be a thing.
Like, would Kim Kardashian sue us and say, my relationship is where, give me $500,000.
Oh, yeah, but since you mentioned her, like, her and Pete Davidson, like, I don't think it's a fake couple, but, like, obviously, like, she's drumming up all the publicity behind it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I believe they both like each other, but, like, but, yeah, like, for example, there was a photo of them in Palm Springs together, and I don't know if this has a fact, but it's a fact in my mind. There's not paparazzi in Palm Springs, so yeah. It just is a thing where it's like, oh, she's like, let's get the photo up and let's both get more famous together.
Oh, yeah. Beneficial for both.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because obviously if she wanted, even though she's Kim Kardashian, if she wanted to be in a private relationship, she'd be able to, right?
Yeah, I just, so, yeah, like, obviously this is just like you said, all alleged, but, like, I believe that even if you're so famous, you can still hide.
Oh, not even
everything that you do has to be public. I know that, like, you could just go to a restaurant and in the San Domingo Valley and just eat at like the BJ's and no one's gonna see you.
Oh yeah, for sure. But even going to Kanye and Julia Fox, that, like, obviously, like, they just do so much promotion behind it, you know. But they're actually dating, but, like, they're fully doing, like, interviews together and stuff. So I wonder when, like, what the conversation is like when they're like, should we, like, publicize this all? Or is it even a conversation, or does it just happen naturally?
I kind of feel like with most couples where this stuff happens, they don't actually ever talk about it. It just is like they both have a mutual understanding that oh, we actually like each other, but like might as well milk it. And slash, like, my ex-wife is milking it, so why don't I milk it, too?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that, I'd guess. But maybe they do talk about it. That would be funny, being like, So, I mean, they kind of have to, because wouldn't they have to, like, schedule interviews?
That actually, I already knew the answer.
Oh, okay.
So, according to metro.co.uk. By the way, how come in the UK they can't just do .com? Anyway. A former Hollywood publicist came forward and didn't name any names.
That's what I'm going to do in the future. A former Hollywood executive.
Former Hollywood publicist exposed the world of fake romances in Hollywood. So he actually explained that...
We don't know his name, though.
I mean, his name's in the article, but we'll just say he for now.
Ronald.
Yeah, Ronald. But it's on the metro.co.uk if you want to read the article. This podcast is sponsored by Chime. It's a new year, which means it's time to leave behind the things that don't serve you, like overdraft fees. When your checking account balance is running low, the last thing you need is an overdraft fee. Am I right, ladies? But with Chime, an award-winning app and debit card, you can save that hard-earned paper without paying overdraft fees. Eligible members can overdraft up to $200 on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals with absolutely no overdraft fees.
Make your first good decision in 2022 and join over 10 million people using Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/LucasJacob. That's chime.com/LucasJacob.
Banking services provided by and debit card issued by The Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA, members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits may apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $200 by Chime. See chime.com/spotme. Thanks, Chime. So he basically just said the point of these fake couples is to sell the hype of something, whether it's like someone has a tour coming up, an album, a new movie. And he actually gave an example. He didn't name any names, but he said one time there was a male actor client at their publicity place.
And should we just guess who it was?
Let's just say it's, who should we say it is? Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
So we're just going to say it's Mario Lopez. I don't know if that's
true. So Mario Lopez was at this publicist form?
Yeah. And I guess this actor had a movie come out and it was just horrible. Like, it was a flop, horrible reviews. And people were like, ew, like, this movie sucks so bad. You know what I mean? And everyone was just like, hated him and was like, this is disgusting. So
the thing about it is I could actually picture that happening. This celebrity's over.
So there was a female actress at the same publicity firm who was also single. They were both single. So they were like, okay, like there's so much bad publicity around this male actor, like about his movie sucking. Like, let's set him up with this single actress and let's have that be the new narrative that they're dating. So people don't talk about the flopped movie anymore. Talk about the little fake romance, you know?
Oh yeah. The new talk of the town.
So they said, we found a girl. We signed a 1-year deal. And yeah, they actually after the 1-year deal, I guess he was down to do like, let's do another year of this fake relationship. And she actually was like, no, like I actually want to like start a real life. So it only was a 1-year deal. And yeah, he said it worked. No one really cared about the flop movie anymore. And also the woman, I guess, she wasn't that well known. Like she was one of those people who like, I guess like she was on a show, but she wasn't really a name, you know?
Oh yeah, like there was like so many celebrities were like if they became like mainstream, people would be like, oh, I heard of him, but then it's become bigger.
No offense to Julia Fox, but it's kind of her. Like she was a working actress, but I never really heard of her, you know?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or even Meghan Markle, like she was in a show, but like, you know what I mean? You just don't know everyone's name, obviously. There's a billion actors.
Oh yeah, you could see that with like Pete Davidson before he did Ariana Grande, like like people knew who he was, but obviously it just brings you to like another level.
But I guess it worked for the guy because no one talked about his flop movie. And then, like I said, the girl was like an actress, but she wasn't that big of a name and she wanted to get her name out there. And it turned her into a leading lady. I guess all the publicity around this relationship, like it really just like helped everyone be like, oh, that's her. And like she ended up getting better roles and stuff. So it actually helped both of their careers.
When
it wasn't
was
just for
this? Like apparently, like
90s? He doesn't say. I mean, again, like it could all just be fake. Who knows? Okay. But he actually worked at a high-end publicity firm.
This one, I'm just gonna take it as fact.
But that is crazy because you would think if you hear about these fake couples, you're like, that's so shallow. Like they just want attention. But it literally like translated to movie offers and helped their career so much. You know what I mean? It wasn't all just for a little bit of paparazzi moment.
So the only part where I was like, wait, what? Like if this was in like the 2010s, I would actually be wild. But I didn't know that, like, people actually signed contracts about
relationships. I didn't know. That's what I thought it would just be, like, a mutual agreement. Like, oh, let's go out to, like, Cheesecake Factory and call paparazzi. I didn't know it was, like, signing deals. Like, he said, yeah, there was even, I guess there was NDAs, which makes sense. So none of them can come forward and none of them can come forward in the future and be like, yeah, that was fake or whatever.
Oh, yeah, because that would ruin it.
So there's non-disclosures. They also, in the contract, I guess they have what they're allowed to talk about in the press regarding the relationship, but what they aren't allowed to talk about.
Oh, okay.
And so then, like, both of them wouldn't be able to say certain things about the other person, you know?
In this contract, do you think it would also be a thing? Because obviously, being in a fake relationship, a big part of it is, like, paparazzi photos.
Yeah.
But then I feel like if a publicist form or whatever was going this far to do a contract, wouldn't they want to put in the effort to do, like, every month they're going to schedule a new interview? So, like, 1 month it was, like, you go to Teen Vogue and, like, you're on the cover of the magazine. And it's like, what these couples do when they're bored? Like, do you think that's part of it, too?
Probably. It probably, like, is, yeah, like, a certain number of days throughout the year. Like, you have to be seen with this person or whatever.
But, like, do you think there was interviews planned and stuff?
Maybe.
Well, like, someone hung out with them and, like, said, like, so they went
inside
on a date.
Inside the life
was, yeah,
of their relationship.
To be stuff like that, too. To milk it even more.
But like you already said, it's been going on forever. And I guess the fake relationships between stars or whatever, they were really big in, like, old Hollywood days. And, like,
oh,
the
yeah.
40s, 50s, 60s. Like, back then, like, everything was pretty much everything about an actor, actress's life that was known to the public was all manufactured by the movie studios. Like, they just created a complete fake narrative to, like, sell them as, like, just, like, fake characters, pretty much.
Yeah, I didn't know about this, like, until you said it once, but, like, the person that was on I Love Lucy, like, I guess during the, like, 60s or whenever she was on TV, there was, like, videos of her saying, I'm gonna take care of my kids. Even though she never saw her kids or something.
Oh, yeah, apparently
like
there was a story that, like, on the movie studio, on the whatever, like, television set, they, like, made it up to look like her house so then her kids could be in it and they can, like, do photos, like, her at home with her kids because, like, they had to have the image back then that, like, even though she was a working mom, like, she still was, like, always at home with the kids even though, like, she was so busy working, you know?
Yeah, and even though, like, if a show is true that nowadays everything's more visible than it was.
Yeah.
But then to a certain extent, I just want to flip that narrative and say, if you actually look at people that are social media famous and stuff, it's still, like, it's not hard to lie. Like
I guess, like, everyone's Instagram is kind of, like, a fake version of their life.
That's what I was just thinking.
Even just, like, people's Facebook profiles, like, your aunt and uncle's Facebooks, like, they're kind of, like, whatever, like, publicity they want to bring out to, like, their family, you know?
Yeah, because we've actually talked about this, but, like, so you have a Facebook and everyone's friends with you in, like, that town or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, to a certain extent, like, they're not social media famous, but, like, let's just say this was a scenario that's obviously happened. They post a photo together and they say, I love my husband. I love my wife. But in our reality, they, like, fight every day and they actually low-key want to get divorced.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Even stuff like that, that happens with social media famous people and just normal people. Well, like, what I mean by normal people is people that aren't social media famous.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, someone on Facebook. But even that, to a certain extent, is, like, just fake. It just show the people around you, like, oh, we do love each other, even though, like, we actually don't.
Oh, yeah. Even before social media, I guess that was sort of, like, the Christmas letter. Because isn't it, it's still a thing today, but, like, you send a Christmas letter to everyone and, like, update about your family, you know?
Yeah, and even if your family's doing all good, it just still, like, comes off as, like, it could come off as, like, fake because
yeah.
Everyone's, like, smiling, being like, I love you.
Yeah, so, like, the mom writing the Christmas letter, like, she's sort of, like, the movie studios back in the 50s, like, creating a whole, like, fake narrative about her family, you know?
It's so weird because this is, like, also true that, like, everything works on big scales, but then it goes down to smaller scales, and it, like, actually is a thing.
Oh, yeah. So from my research, in old Hollywood, the fake romances, yeah, were used for the same purpose as today, just to, like, get publicity.
Yeah.
Yeah, different stars were paired together if they had a movie coming out at this, if they had different movies coming out at the same studio, or also in the same way with that one previously we talked about, like, if somebody wasn't really that famous, but they were an actor or actress, the movie studio would be like, okay, get with, like, the most popular girl or popular guy at the movie studio, and then that'll make you way more famous, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, but they were also used for other reasons, like to distract the public if it came out that one of the stars had a scandal or something.
Oh, yeah.
They would use a publicity couple to, like, make everyone forget about it.
Everyone just ignores.
And also, they were used a lot to make gays seem straight.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly... Yeah, that's what Tab Hunter did in the documentary.
Oh, yeah. We talked about Tab Hunter before. He was an old Hollywood actor. And, yeah, he dated... I read his book, too, and he dated so many female actresses throughout his career. Like, all through his 20s, he was just like... But he said, like, they both, like, fully knew it was fake. Like, it was all just for fun.
Oh, yeah. Like, because wasn't a thing where, like, sometimes they were on dates, but then he would bring his secret boyfriend along?
Oh, yeah. Like, he had a girlfriend, yeah, a fake girlfriend, and he knew that... She knew that, like, he had, like, actually had a boyfriend, you know?
Yeah.
But some of them went as far to get married, though. Like, I feel like today that wouldn't happen as much, like, fully getting married fake for publicity. But
yeah.
Back then, I guess it was to, but it was to cover up being gay, which back then, imagine, like, how horrible people viewed gays.
Oh, that's
so it actually would have been, for them, they were like, I guess it is worth it to have a fake marriage, because if, like, the girl was lesbian and the guy was gay, you know?
Well, most fake marriages with gay people, because like in that sense it actually does make sense.
Yeah, I actually didn't see any.
You don't want to like go to jail or whatever because for dating a gay person long
ago. Oh yeah, that's crazy that happened back then.
Yeah, because in that sense it's like, oh, you can't. Yeah,
and also just for their film careers, they were like, oh, if the American public in the 1950s found out you were gay, like your career would just be over. So they're like, I guess we'll just... Yeah, but I didn't find any instances of straight people doing fake marriages, so I think it was usually, like, beard couples.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I guess one of the... I think this one's kind of confirmed, but I'll still just say allegedly. Catherine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy, they were both, like, really big movie stars in the 50s, and she was apparently a lesbian and he was gay, so they had a fake marriage.
Wait, so lesbian and gay guy. I
know.
It's funny thing about going that far. Like, both of them are secretly...
I know. Do you think that at least they were, like, good friends? Like, hopefully they least got something out of it. Like, even though even though it was so sad and they had to do this fake whole marriage, like, hopefully they at least had, like, got to have some fun, you know?
What I would hope was, like, even though marriage is real, what I would hope is that they did get married. Maybe they even lived in the same house, but, like, for the most part, they were friendly with each other, but, like, they actually weren't married. Because it would be sad if they actually acted like a married couple.
Oh, no, I feel like they wouldn't have. Because they would both know each other are gay, so they probably, yeah, just, like, maybe lived in the same house, or maybe didn't even live in the same house, didn't you? Because back then, like, they just lived in the different houses, no one would have ever known.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, it could be that, too.
But, also another one of alleged fake marriage is Rock Hudson. He was a big actor who was allegedly gay. And I guess his movie agent hooked him up with a secretary to get married.
And then was this all publicized?
Yeah. Because I guess it was starting to, like, come out, like, is Rock Hudson gay? So they're like, oh. And they, like, found a girl and did it all, you know?
I just keep thinking back to, like, how this relates to everyone. Because even planned relationships that aren't for famous people.
I wrote that for, like, for gay people. Like, gay guys in high school, like, will date girls, like, to be like, oh, I'm straight. Like, coming out with a fake publicity couple.
Then also, like, I'm sure this happens now still, where, like, well, parents are like, you should date this guy because he's going to have a good career. And, like, in a sense, if you do end up dating them, it was all just a publicity stunt plan.
Oh, yeah, and there's still cultures where, like, arranged marriages are fully a thing.
Yeah.
A little, like, PR couple, you know?
PR couple.
But people have also... These are some instances now of people who have come forward and been like, yeah, that relationship was fake.
Oh, okay. Name a few.
Lil Xan. Him and Noah Cyrus dated. And he said, yeah, that was all fake. And I guess they had a song coming out together, which I never heard about this song. Lil Xan and Noah Cyrus had a song together.
I mean, I'm actually hearing that they were going to do, like, a song.
Yeah, so they had a song together. Also, they're with, like, the same record label company. So I guess the record label was like, oh, yeah, like, you guys should probably date to, like, promote it.
The only thing with this one is that, is he saying that he just didn't like it? Or, like, because there wasn't that much, like, press around it. So I kind of feel like he just kind of...
Well, I guess since, like, Lil Xan, maybe he's, like, not this, like, gigantic, like, Kim Kardashian. Like, maybe it was publicity for, like... his type of audience, you know?
Oh, so what is he saying? Like, they just dated, or was it like...
He said that Columbia Records, like, did it all. Columbia Records, like, set them up and everything. But Noah Cyrus actually came forward and was like, nuh-uh, like, it was real.
Because I could see a thing where maybe the Columbia Records says, you guys should do a song together. And then like they kind of liked each other. For some reason, this one I'm not buying that it was a publicity couple.
Yeah, he says it was, but she's like, no, it wasn't. And also Columbia Records denied it, but obviously they weren't going to admit to it.
Oh, yeah.
But I would totally get that if, I feel like what maybe actually happened is like you said, yeah, like they had a song together, they were on the same record label. So the record label probably like, you guys should go out to dinner together and like, we'll send out paparazzi to get photos. But then maybe it turned into a real relationship.
Yeah, and then it
But do you think the whole time
well,
he viewed it as fake and she was like actually into it?
I'm discussing Lil Xan actually kind like was like, okay, let's date. But like,
yeah.
But now for some reason, he regrets it.
Oh, yeah, or to throw shade guessing. At her. He's like, yeah, it was all fake.
Yeah, I feel like that's also part of it. He just wants to like be like, yeah, I didn't actually like you. Just to be like annoying.
Oh, yeah. Another fake one is Ava Max and Jason Derulo.
Wait, they were dating?
I'm kidding. I made all that up. I actually wrote that down because I feel like they should date. You know what I mean? Because that'd be good for both of them.
He's having a kid with someone, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, shit.
And like, I think they're like...
Oh, but that would even give more attention. He left his like... the mom of his kids to get with Ava Max.
Wait, do you think stuff like that has happened where they actually aren't dating, but there's just like, they just want more attention. So they say, yeah, I left my baby mama to.
I don't know. But for Ava Max, like, this is just a random thing I am adding right now. Like, who should she date, do you think? Like, fake date.
Okay. No, Jason Derulo, just because he's married, yeah. I don't think that's a good match. But
who would be good for her? I'm trying to think. Like, who would bring her to that next level? Like, if we were her publicity company, let's actually do a little segment right now where, yeah, we pick someone and as their publicity company, like, who would we make them date?
Okay, the first one that came to mind, Niall Horan. I could actually see them dating.
Oh, that could be cute, actually.
I don't think it's gonna be a thing where like she immediately has like a number one song, but I think it will boost her. She's already famous, but it would like for sure boost her if they dated because people would be like, mm-hmm. One Direction. No, think about the articles actually. One Direction star Niall Horan finally falls in love, and like and they do interviews like, I'm actually in love for the very first time. You know that type of shit.
Be like the sweet but psycho singer. Falls in love with One Direction, I think former boy band member.
If they really want to work, I think they're going to have to milk it and say, and like do interviews. Like, I've never been in love, but like, I actually feel in love. Like, you know that whole thing of being like, I've never felt this with someone. You know some celebrities do that? Oh, act like it's some like magical shit or something. Maybe it is, but like it just sounds funny when you say shit like that.
Let me see if I was going to set up Ava Max, who would I pick?
This will show way more people.
I had someone in my mind. Oh, I was thinking like a DJ. But I don't know if that would get that much attention. Like if she dated Calvin Harris, like would that even be like a story?
Yeah, I feel like that it'd be more hard to like make it a story just because he's not like...
Oh, a rapper. Soulja Boy?
Oh. I mean, if we're being completely honest, that would just get more press than Niall Horan because I feel like Soulja... Like, I feel like it would mostly be them. It wouldn't be even a company doing it. I picture, like, Soulja Boy to always be on Twitter and stuff and just, like, posting photos of her saying, like, she's so hot. I feel like that's a good match.
Who else should we pick that we'd have to be their publicity company? Who else is someone who you feel like just needs to pop more?
Oh, can I make you think? Let's just say... I don't really think.
Maybe Saweetie?
Oh, Saweetie.
Yeah, like she's doing good. She had a McDonald's meal, but like we need her name out there more.
People have actually like done this on Twitter, I'm pretty sure. So I'm like, who should she date next? Like they have control.
Obviously, like, my first idea would be Drake. But that might be a little bit unattainable because like he might not be down to do the fake relationship.
Yeah, because the thing about it is, just in case you didn't know, she used to date Quavo. So if you really wanted attention, you would date one of Quavo's friends.
Oh my god, you know what would actually
that get... That would get, like, drama and attention.
But you know what would get, like... It might make people hate her, but would get so much attention.
Dating, like, Offset.
Tristan Thompson.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And then they're releasing a song, like, I took him or something like that.
I don't think he'd be down, but that would work.
Oh, yeah. That'd be, like, if you want to be, get negative press, you know?
Wait, so, since you did research, I just have a question. Would something like this work? Let's say there's this lady that's like 22 and she's never done a movie, okay?
Yeah.
Never done a movie and like done a few acting classes, but never done a movie. And she starts dating, let's say, Ben Affleck. He's not even, I think he's married or some shit, but.
Yeah.
Do you think that, just from your research, do you think that would let her get a movie role. Like, do you think that would do anything? Or even dating,
I think
like,
you would need like a few credits. Like, I would think she would need to have like done a few guest star roles or something.
What if she did nothing, but she was actually a good actor? She just like, there's just so many other actors, so actresses, so they didn't pick her whenever she did that.
I feel like that would work if it was with like a gigantic person.
Yeah.
Because then they could be like, oh my God, his girl just like became the new Marvel superhero, you know?
That's true, yeah.
Another person who admitted they were in a fake relationship was Steve-O from Jackass.
Yeah.
He said that back in the day in 2006, him and Nicole Richie just did a fake relationship. Because,
did you know about this?
No. I didn't know they were dating, but I guess, yeah, like, he said, like, whenever they hung out, like, they would have some, she would call these paparazzi and stuff, and it was just a whole fake thing.
Oh, I remember, like, hearing stories about when Kim Kardashian used to date, like, these guys, like, when she wasn't that famous. Yeah. They would say, like, yeah, like, we went to the movies, like, and not even a populated area, and then all these paparazzis were outside when we left. Isn't there stories of, like, some of the past relationships?
Oh, yeah, I think it was, like, Nick Lachey or someone said that.
And that just sounds funny, being, like, leaving and, like, there's so many paparazzi, and you know, like, they were called.
And then I just looked at different articles saying, like, the top 10 most fake Hollywood couples. So these are the couples that I guess a lot of people think are fake, and we can decide for ourselves what we think.
Are these current or just like
both current, okay, and past? So Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston, do you remember when that was a thing?
Who is Tom Hiddleston?
He was like an actor. I don't even know what he's been in, but I only know about him because he dated Taylor Swift, so it did work on his part if it was fake.
Oh, okay. So what are your thoughts on this? Because I actually don't remember.
Well, I guess
this,
the evidence that people say that it was fake, or at least like maybe it was real, but they just really like wanted to drum up hype around it, is because there just seemed to be like a lot of PR stunt photos. Like their first kiss was, the people say like them kissing on a rock was captured. Like this whole like romantic movie moment of them kissing on a rock by these crashing waves. Also, I guess when they met each other's parents, that was caught by the paparazzi, and like he was in public wearing a shirt that said "I love Taylor Swift." So people just say like there are so many instances that just seem like they were like calculated to drum up publicity. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So with this one, like, who knows? It could have been all fake, or they could have just been like milking it. Because with like the thing about like kissing on a rock when the waves are in the background, that just like, well, that was 100% planned.
Yeah, I do feel like I actually do feel like this one was fake, just because, like we said, like we don't even know who Tom Hiddleston is. But now we know, you know. So weren't they probably thinking like, how can we like get like gay people to know about him?
That would be so interesting. Yeah, because if like, if they literally only hung out like 3 times.
Oh, yeah, I feel like that. I feel like I actually believe that one was like maybe not fake, but like obviously they planned a lot of shit to drum up hype, you know?
Yeah. I also could see a world where it's 100% fake. I don't even know about this relationship, but just from what you told me.
Oh, yeah. Next up, Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens. People think this one was fake because they only dated for when the movie franchise was a thing. Like once High School Musical was done, they broke up. So it was like, oh, is that all just to drum up hype?
I forgot why I heard this, but there was this one actor saying, oh yeah, like some actresses and actresses date when they're on set because they're always by each other. But then they realize when they're done filming the movie that the only reason the only thing they had in common was being in the movie together. So
yeah, this
does
one
that
I,
apply to this? Kinda?
Just for like my middle school heart, I'm going to say this was real, Zach and Vanessa. Like, I can't go through life thinking that was fake.
I actually 100% believe they dated for at least a month.
Yeah, I think obviously Disney was, like, happy they were dating because that just brought up, it just, like, got more hype around it, you know? But like you said, I feel like it was probably, like, they dated each other. And then, like, they aren't going to break up because they have to do the second movie. And then once they heard there was a third movie, like, even if one of them wasn't into it, they were like, I'm just going to keep dating till the end of the third movie because I don't want it to be awkward, you know? So yeah. Like, even if they stopped being in love or whatever, they kept it going because they were like, oh, I don't want to sing these romance songs and do these dances in the high school gymnasium unless, like, if we're broken up and it's all awkward.
Yeah, because I could see a world where they only liked each other for 2 weeks, but then at the end of High School Musical 3, and they hoped there wasn't going to be a fourth. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a fourth, right?
No.
They just had a sad convo and said, like, yeah, I feel like we just fell out of love. And, like, even though, like, most of the time they kind of didn't both like each other, but they kind of did.
Oh, yeah. I almost feel like it was a thing, like, the day High School Musical 3 stopped filming, neither of them texted each other, and they didn't even discuss breaking up. It just ended.
Oh, they just both. It was a mute. Like, they just knew.
Yeah.
It was over.
I have to do a piss break.
I actually do too.
Oh, perfect.
When your pee rhythms are aligned.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. We talk about BetterHelp a lot on this show. And this month, we're discussing some of the stigmas around mental health.
Some people think that therapy is only for people that are like crazy, whatever you think is crazy. But therapy doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means you recognize that all humans have emotions and we need to learn to control them, not avoid them. And we've also been taught that mental health shouldn't be part of normal life, but that's wrong too. We take care of our bodies with the gym and we also go to the doctor and we care about nutrition. So why wouldn't we care about our minds? We should care about them just as much as we care about that other stuff.
I've gone to therapy and it helps so much just like talking to someone and, you know, they're professional, they know how to help you. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to.
It's much more affordable than in-person therapy and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Lucas and Jacob Bro Show listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/LucasJacob.
That's BetterHelp.com/LucasJacob. Thanks, BetterHelp. Next up on the fake couple list, according to the internet, Michael Jackson and Lisa Presley.
Yeah, this one I also don't know about. Do you?
Yeah, I don't really know about it either, but I guess people think it's fake because I guess the Jackson, Michael Jackson and Lisa Presley, they thought it'd just be cool, like the Jackson family merging with like the Elvis Presley family, you know?
Okay, I don't know anything about this, but I am gonna say it's fake because I'm just gonna say it's fake.
Yeah.
Because that's just too like,
I just can't picture him being married to anyone.
So a couple of weeks ago, we both watched this documentary about him. And he was like a very interesting person. And
yeah, I was like following him in like the year like 1999 or something.
Yeah, and he just seemed so interesting. And like basically I just can't picture this.
Yeah, and I guess I'm his own housemaid. Like when he, I guess she got, I don't know if she got fired or when she was working for him, she told the press like, yeah, that was fake as fuck. She was literally in the house.
Wait, so she got fired, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, yeah, she just like, yeah, that was fake as anything.
But when I was watching the documentary, I just couldn't picture him dating anyone. But he was married to someone, right?
Yeah, but he never like revealed who the, like, I don't think he ever, actually, yeah, I was going to say, I don't think he ever revealed who the mom of his kids was.
Because in the documentary, didn't he say, oh, like the spending time with him, didn't he kind of sway his mind doing it? He said that his third kid, he was friends with who he was having the kid with, but then he later said that it was just from an egg bank or something like that. So I wasn't completely sure what happened.
But ones like that, like, what would be the, I get it from Michael Jackson because he wants to be like, oh yeah, I'm married or whatever. But like for Lisa Presley, did she just get paid, do you think? Like, what would she have gotten out of it?
Yeah, because she doesn't do like music or anything, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know.
Wouldn't it just be a thing where like maybe she released a book that year?
Oh, she just wanted to boost something small like that.
I kind of feel like usually like there's something motivating. Like it wouldn't just be for fun.
Another one is Hayley Cuoco and Henry Cavill. Hayley Cuoco is from The Big Bang Theory. I think Henry Cavill's like Superman or something. I don't really know.
Oh, okay.
But I guess a lot of people thought, I guess they dated for like half a year or some shit. And people think it's fake because they were at the same publicity company. They dated super briefly when Henry had a new movie coming out. And I guess when they dated, they just did so many like fake photos together. Like they were getting groceries, holding hands, and it all just seemed like so fake. And neither of them ever really got paparazzi'd outside of this. So people were like, oh yeah, that was fake. And
With stuff like that, people are photographed at the grocery store getting coffee together. Like that's just stuff out of a movie. So it instantly just says like, whether it's fake or not, that was planned. And
maybe I'm just like not a romantic person, but like who the hell holds hands walking out of the grocery store? I've never seen that
I
in real
swear,
life.
I
don't
no
know
one
if
does.
Everyone I'm surrounded with isn't actually in love or something, but I've never seen anyone hold hands walking out of a grocery store.
Oh, like, okay. People hold hands, but 90% of couples, unless like you've only been dating for a week, I'm just guessing, they don't get coffee together in the morning and hold hands on the way home.
Also, when you're at the grocery store, I feel like you're just like, you want to just like
you're plan in a bad mood.
You want to like, yeah, you're always in a bad mood, like trying to plan out your meals, you know?
No, I actually.
So like you're not like in the mood to like. Grocery store. And also like, are you going to hold hands while pushing the cart?
No, and then I'm pitching like, yeah, like how do you hold hands?
Yeah, it's like sounds... you're trying to get the food and stuff.
That's, yeah, that's fake. And I'm actually kind of mad.
And I guess once his movie came out, they broke up. So it was fake as fuck. This is one that I feel like a lot of people have heard about. Tom Cruise allegedly auditioned people to be in a cup with.
I've heard about this too. From like mom was.
I know,
shit.
Like when he was married to Katie Holmes, I guess there was a rumor that yeah, he like auditioned different people. But that's kind of iconic. Like if you're gonna go down the fake marriage route, like you might as well like make it sort of like The Bachelor. Like have a bunch of people in a room, like 10 actresses, and be like, okay, like we're gonna do competitions to see who wins.
This is like a movie.
Someone keeps getting eliminated. Like I hope they did it like that.
I kind of wish that like, let's say there was okay, let's say Jake Paul. I kind of wish he did a series where he was like, okay, you have to have over 100,000 subscribers. I'm going to fly 10 girls out to LA. And he was honest about it and said, I just want to be in a relationship and I'm going to make one of them date me. No,
did it on,
no, go back. I don't, when he would say make me, there would be a mutual agreement that was.
Didn't Blueface do that? Didn't he do like a date Blueface thing and then people thought it was a cult or something?
All I know is that last year I went on Twitter and there was... videos of like bunk beds in his house. I don't know the backstory.
There was a bunch of like female fans in bunk beds at his house. I had to look this up.
Like, it might literally have to be a whole podcast episode, but it looked like something out of a cult. Or like, it looked weird as fuck. I was like, what?
Wait, all I see is Blueface starts OnlyFans reality show.
Blueface
invited 8 women into his California mansion. Yeah, for a Flavor of Love style reality show. That is iconic.
Oh, so it isn't a cult. It's something like that.
Yeah, people do say cult, but they have cult on like, they said, is rapper Blueface's OnlyFans cult exploiting young women? And cult was in like, air quotes. Not air quotes, but quotes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that is like, that's iconic if Tom Cruise did that.
I know, because that just is a whole other level.
I know, like auditioning. Like, that is just fun at making them read a script.
In a way, though, like, the only reason, like, I'm not even hating, I think it's funny, but the only reason why I don't find it that embarrassing for him is because you could say it's embarrassing that people do speed dating. It's essentially the same thing. You go on a 10, I've never been, but from things I've watched, you go on a 10-minute date, and you're basically essentially doing an interview with like 10 people.
Yeah, like maybe it wasn't necessarily like him finding a fake wife. Maybe it was like he was like, okay, like it's really hard for me to date, like you said. So these are 10 actresses I find really hot. If they're down to hang out with me, like we can do a little meeting and see if it's a good fit. But you know what I mean? Like if they're down. Maybe it was something like that where he was like, can you just reach out to them? Like, wait, I want to get with them.
I'm actually like pro whatever Tom Cruise is on because even I'm pitching like Justin Bieber when he was like, when he was 18, like, I pitch him to go on dates. I mean, this is, like, messy, but I pitch him to go on dates with a bunch of girls, and he's basically, it's, like, doing an interview.
Should I date people?
Like, Kendall Jenner?
Oh, yeah, he's like, let me, like, get a little meeting with Kylie Jenner for a bit.
Yeah, like, do I like her?
Maybe Emily Osment? Kind of like turn Hannah Montana.
Maybe.
And he's like, oh, the fit isn't right.
Who's that girl that was dating? Scott Disick.
Sophia Richie?
Maybe Hall. Maybe Lisa Gunn's daughters.
He's like, what about Lisa Vanderpump's daughter? and then most recently... most recently, people have thought Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello's relationship was fake just because they released songs together. So, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I actually believe that this one... I think that they were dating, but I do believe that, like, they set up so much shit to, like, make it so annoying. Like, remember when they were promoting Senorita? And I remember watching all these award shows that year. And they would always do a performance of Senorita. And at the end, they would like pretend to kiss and then pull away. It's like, boo, it's not that big of a deal if you guys kiss.
Yeah, it's like, oh, if you're going to do something like this, you have to fuck on live television.
I know. It's like, we are not shocked seeing Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello attempt to kiss.
You're going to have to show your dick or vag.
They would literally go like an inch away and then pull away. It's like, we don't want to do it in public. It's like, bitch. I don't know what you're trying to drum up, but it isn't working. Except it did because the song went to number one.
All I'm saying is, like, for me, it for sure worked. But for me, that shit just isn't going to make me listen to the song.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it obviously made them both more famous than they were. There's no denying that. But, like, okay, my opinion on this one, because this is, like, one of the biggest ones in the last, like, 3 years or whatever, mm-hmm. is I feel like they both liked each other. But I feel like probably for the last year and a half or something, it was just like, oh, it is like friends.
Yeah.
And it was just like a mutual understanding, like, one day we're going to break up, but like, probably not right now.
But it is funny because I do feel like stuff, maybe they were together actually, but I do feel like even like the announcement of a breakup is so like planned because when they broke up, he released like in 2 days, I have like a breakup song coming out. Like right away, like having the breakup song ready. So obviously maybe they broke up and they're like, can we just wait to announce it for 3 months so we can both like write a breakup song?
And something about going on Instagram stories and writing like 2 full pages about sorry to our fans for breaking up. It's just, you're basically admitting it was fake.
Oh, yeah.
No, with that one, they always posted photos on Instagram. Now the new fake couple is Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson. But
yeah.
I actually don't think it's fake, but the thing about it is that Kim Kardashian hasn't even posted a photo with them together. So,
but there's so many like set up like photos, like paparazzi moments.
But what do
like.
You think is keeping off on posting a photo? Because that would take it to the next
level.
Probably
making it seem
so fake. That's true, yeah.
Maybe she just doesn't want to give him that yet.
And then another one is Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
Yeah, this one is a good time to do this episode because even though these couples are actually dating, I'm assuming, they are doing stuff to like drum up publicity, you know?
Yeah, like...
like the black tongues with Megan Fox and MGK and like...
I don't even know what you call it. I guess you wouldn't call it a PR couple because it's not 100% planned, but it's the type of thing where they're dating, but it's like, we're gonna like I already said this, but it's like, we're gonna milk this and like, and even doing interviews saying like we did shrooms together and like we like on a deep level, like that's true, but it just feels like you're like saying it to get like something out of it, you know?
And but that's a really good one for like if that was fake Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, I feel like that one's so smart because like Megan Fox has obviously been famous for so long, but it kind of got her name out there again, you know, because she hadn't done movies in so long. And then him, like he's like big, but not nearly as big as her. So then it brings, but he's like new and exciting. So like both of them together, like it helped both of them, you know?
Yeah, I feel like for that one, out of PR couples, I feel like for that one, it probably was the most that like both of them grew.
Yeah, like mutually beneficial.
Yeah, because I swear like young, so like Megan Fox is now like famous to this younger generation.
But I don't get it. Like, do you have to do these fake relationships to like remain relevant? Because like, for example, Megan Fox, like she's a gigantic actress, but she took like so many years off, you know? So if she wanted to come back and be like, I want to be in Marvel movies, like would she have to do something like exciting to get her name out there? Like was this actually like necessary?
Okay, this is my guess, but I don't know. I feel like none of this, like, for the most part, isn't necessary because I can think of so many actresses and actors that took years off and they got, like,
oh,
a
yeah,
big-ass
movie. Oh,
yeah,
it doesn't even matter.
But I feel like this is more, when I picture PR couples, it's more for, you know how there's, like, two types of fame? There's, like, people that are, like, okay, like, and basically what it is, like, I guess to a certain extent, even though I don't believe no one's famous for no reason, like, I guess people are famous for a reason, but it reminds me more of, like, people that are famous for, like, people that are hot or something are gonna do this.
Oh, like, yeah.
Obviously, they're talented, but it's just, like, like, it's mostly, I don't know. It's, like, I guess you could say, like, but basically, obviously, only certain people are gonna do this. So it's, like, there's, like, certain people I can't ever picture doing shit like this.
Oh, yeah, like someone who's like a really like Meryl Streep or something.
Oh, like Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, or even like Emma Stone. I can't picture her doing like a fake relationship.
When I think of fake relationships, I think of singles and stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's more of that realm.
Yeah, it's not really like, but yeah, it is obviously actors and stuff, though.
But yeah, that's about all my research right there. And then I also just had a thing at the end, like, oh, it doesn't even make sense.
Say it.
I was just going to say, like, we already talked about this. I was going to say at the end, we can't say these are all fake because blah, 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 you know? But I was just saying it makes sense that, like, celebrities would date other celebrities because, like, even if you worked in, like, horse racing, like, it might be there's probably a high chance you might date someone who's also in horse racing, you know?
Oh, yeah. And then with any job, like if you work at the office, you might date someone that works at the office because then they understand what you do or some shit.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, are there any other like just really fake ass couples that we should call out? Another thing I was thinking about, which I think it's funny how like, these are all set up and we view it as like, oh, like someone else forced them to do this. But I feel like people, like society has gotten to the point where people know to do fake publicity couples themselves now. Cause that's like so such a thing. Like even when TikTok first got big, Lil Huddy and Charli D'Amelio dated, like it's sort of like they both knew, like there was nobody, it's not like TikTok was like date, but they both just kind of knew like, oh, since like I'm the most popular girl and the most popular guy, like let's date, you know, like they just kind of knew like, let's do a publicity couple.
Yeah. And like, I have no idea, but I'm guessing they did like each other, but obviously it was like, let's do TikToks together.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like the thing about this is that these are like really big scenarios of PR couples, but I'm guessing like sometimes I can't think of any except like that one. We're like social media influencers are like, let's like do a few videos together. Like we like act like we're dating.
Oh, talk about it.
I can't think of any examples, but I feel like that for sure has happened.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Then also, it's always fun to tie it back to like how everything works on scales. How like even PR couples just with your friends on Facebook.
Oh yeah, having like a little fake friendship online.
Yeah. Like, this is a PR podcast. We aren't actually blood.
Oh, yeah.
Brothers.
We like, aren't even actually blood related.
You could take this as so many things, like a PR podcast. Like two friends start a podcast, but they actually hate each other.
Oh, iconic.
I don't know if that's ever happened.
That'd be iconic.
But it might have.
But that's all the research I have.
Okay, so basically, PR couples used to be, well, more real than they are now. By PR couples, were more real. It was more of a thing back then than it is now.
Yeah. I could still see them being a thing, but I feel like they wouldn't be as prevalent as they used to be.
PR couples in the beginning. I don't know. This isn't the first PR couples.
Jesus and Mary.
But, yeah, that too. But,
oh, wait. That was his mom, actually. Never mind.
But royal families, I'm pretty sure back in the day, they used to marry people in their family.
Really?
Right? This actually was a thing, and, like, that's
wait,
why.
Did they?
And, like, they did, like, incest, I guess. I don't know if it was.
Wait, so those were the original families, PR couples?
So, basically, in a sense, it's like, you have, like, five siblings, and it's like, this is a PR couple, because, like, you know, like one of the five. This is actually a thing, I'm pretty sure. Let me Google it.
But I'm sure there's some royal family that happens.
No, I'm pretty sure, like, it's the big
oh, wait,
royal family.
Oh, actually a thing, because they don't want to, like, ruin the bloodline or
yeah,
something.
Like,
so you had to, like, marry your cousin or some shit.
I'm pretty sure this is, like the British royal families.
Oh, my God.
And maybe even, like,
when did it stop? In, like, the 1980s, they were like, oh, let's not marry the cousins anymore.
Yeah, oh, they, like, change their cousin's name to different last names so people don't think they're actually cousins.
Even on PR couples with, like, pets.
What do you
like,
mean?
Like, if your friend has a pet, you're, like, kind of make your dogs
People in our family do that. Saying, like,
oh, they say, like,
these
they're
dogs
dating.
Are dating.
Oh, yeah, I was kidding. They don't actually make them do it, though. How do you even make dogs
oh,
do it?
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
Oh, I said, like, when your friend has a dog and you have a dog and you make them do it.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking weird. No, but, yeah, what I mean by that actually does happen is, like, people are like, they're dating. Like,
oh, yeah.
Obviously, isn't a thing when dogs, they just, like, fuck and then, like, it's like, we aren't dating.
They are.
Wait, but, okay, like, I wonder, like, it's funny thinking about, like, being a gorilla and being, like, we're like dating
a PR couple.
We're like the two biggest gorillas, you know. like even in high school, like two like popular kids, like we're gonna be friends. PR friends.
I swear, at like my high school, there were some PR couples.
I
because like the most popular boy and most popular girl, they just happened to be dating. It's like, what are y'all promoting?
Yeah, because like I went to. So, I was in high school in, like, 2016 and 18 and stuff. And, like, it's so weird because sometimes people would talk about it. Like it's so funny saying this. Like, the most popular girl and the most popular guy were dating. And it's like this is a PR couple.
I know. It's like, what are y'all, like, do you have, like, a clothing line coming out? Or, like, why are you trying to drum up publicity?
No, like, it probably is because, like, they want people to go to the football games and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, the dad owns the football
conspiracy
game.
Every high school makes the most popular boy and most popular girl date to drum up publicity for the games.
Yeah,
for like the sporting events
to like make people get the vaccine. I'm joking. You know how people are against the vaccine. Like what if there was a people that to create a conspiracy? There's this high school in Michigan where the two popular kids are promoting the vaccine. was it hired by Biden?
That's probably already a conspiracy.
Were they hired by Biden?
They say the most popular kids in each community are promoting the vaccine.
Were they hired by Fauci?
And they won't tell us how they heard about it.
No, I'm just joking because it's funny because, you know, like, conspiracy theories are such a thing now.
Oh, yeah.
More serious ones.
Even though this whole podcast was kind of about a conspiracy. fake couples.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's real.
I, like, love, like, the vibe of, like, saying other people do bad stuff, but I don't. I'm perfect.
Well, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Bye.
Bye.